Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Student Eros Podcast. My name is Tanura, and joining me today is Bonaventura, or in short, we like to call him as Bonnie. So, Bonnie, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you, Tanura.
So, firstly, how are you doing today?
I'm feeling good. I'm happy to be here.
So. All right. So, today our topic is about university life. So, obviously, Bonaventura, or Bonnie, is a student at Middlesex University, Dubai. So, obviously, I think my first question to you is, what went through your mind when it came to choosing a university, especially one in Dubai?
Funny thing is, this wasn't my first choice, actually. It was a choice rather of sheer panic because the application was already closing by March.
What?
Yeah, it was an impulsive decision. It was completely irrational. But yeah, I'm here now.
Just a complete impulse decision, like your window shopping, for example.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much how it went down, actually. Yeah, yeah.
So, like, did you have any idea about the city of Dubai itself before you even made that call?
Yes, actually, I had been here before in 2013. I was quite young. It was my first visit here. I came with my parents, and I never thought of becoming back as a student like 7 years later.
Fair enough. Yeah. So obviously, not many people, when they make an impulse decision, it usually works out.
Yeah.
But for you, do you think it was a good impulse decision?
Yes, absolutely. I'm definitely enjoying it here. I do not regret it, and I'm having fun. So yeah, it's not a decision I'd say I regret.
So that's actually a cool way to take it. So yeah. Apart from your the academics, the student life, I want to get, how's your time been living in Dubai in particular? Obviously, Dubai is considered very expensive. So how has that been for you, adjusting to the lifestyle?
It's been quite, I wouldn't have any complaints or say it is expensive, but you know, as a university student, you're used to living off nothing. So it's not really an issue for me so far. And also, like, I am on scholarship still. So that kind of softens the blow when it comes to the financial issues. And as for the living expenses, you know, I just go about my day, you know, living off groceries and cooking and things like that. So it's not too bad, you know, you get used to it.
I'm pretty sure it helps knowing like those basic life skills, like cooking, laundry and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course, it helps a lot. And it saves you a lot of money as well, you know.
So yeah, 100%.
I'm not spending like 100 dirhams ordering food or like going to a laundromat. So yeah.
Fair enough. So coming to student life, especially in Middlesex University, what was your first impression when you came to Middlesex University, the campus itself? Like, was it all that you wanted? Did your expectations kind of take a hit? So how was that first impression?
First time on campus, I thought it was quite small, but they somehow managed to fit everything inside this small campus. We had, I think, about maybe 3 or 4 blocks.
Yeah.
And there was about, 3,000 students in our university or something like that?
I think it's about 4 at this point.
Yeah. So they somehow managed to fit all these classes and all these students in this tiny little environment on this campus. So it was fascinating and it was amusing how they kind of did that. And but it was still amazing.
I mean, the way you said, like having three to four different buildings and fitting 4,000 students, that is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's crazy. And especially, like, it made more sense once I heard, like, the postgraduate students take their classes at night. And I was like, okay, so that's how they're doing this. So, you know, they're busy during the day and at night.
Yeah, I think it's just a full-round experience at this point, regardless of what you're studying.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, okay, apart from academics, obviously, coming to, well, not really a new country to you, but coming to a new country after 7 years, how was it like adjusting, trying to find things that you're used to? I'm assuming you've joined some of the clubs or societies in the university.
Yes, I'm actually currently a student athlete, so I do a lot of athletics. And in the beginning, I did try some student clubs as well, such as tourism club and cooking club. And, you know, I had some fun there, made some friends, but at the end of the day, athletics is like my calling.
Like your number one thing now.
Yep. I love running.
How's it been being part of, I'm assuming you're part of the team.
I'm team captain, actually.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
How was that experience, like being the captain and also like training and all that stuff?
It's quite fun because in my first year, I was just part of the team. And my second year, our coach chose me to be captain, and it was obviously such a huge honor. And it's something that's new to me. I've never been a captain before. It's my first time, so I was kind of nervous, but at the same time, looking forward to all the experiences and working with the athletes.
I mean, being a business student, getting a leadership role kind of helps with the entire process.
Yeah, pretty much, exactly. So, you know, I'm continuing learning. I'm continuing to learn, and you know, just enjoying the process as it goes. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think one question that I was having in my mind is obviously is time management. I think a lot of people, especially younger people, when they're going to university, everything's in their mind like, oh, I want to be part of clubs, I want to do sports, I want to do well in academics. Yeah. But it's also the thing like, but as my time as an adult, I got to get a part-time job, I got to start learning my responsibilities. Yeah. Yeah. So have you ever had any difficulties figuring that part out and managing your time, especially since, you know, your parents and your family is obviously living a couple of hours abroad and not in a completely different country?
Yes, of course. At first, you know, you want to try everything. You want to try clubs, you want to try sports, you got your classes and all these other different things and activities. But at the end of the day, you only have 24 hours in the day, and you're probably spending maybe 8 hours of the day, you know, probably in class or doing something else. So at the end of the day, you're gonna have to make compromises. So you're not gonna be able to do everything, that's for sure. There's not enough time in the day. So you're gonna learn how to make compromises and simply just how to manage your time and, you know, stick to a schedule and make your own.
So I guess one of the main things of being in university is sacrifice is imminent. Like, you can't avoid sacrifice.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep, pretty much. And even if, when you try to, you know, do all these things at once, you're gonna get possibly a burnout, because it's not possible. It's gonna really, really, stress you out.
Talking about burnouts, not really burnouts, but a bit more of an exciting turn I want to check with you is like, having a spend, I'm assuming you're in your second year of university, right?
Yes.
So 2 years in a row in Dubai.
Yep.
How's that transition been? Obviously, you did touch upon, you know, coming to a completely new country, but how's the transition been in terms of having lived in Tanzania and now having living in Dubai nearly for well over 2 years?
Yeah, well, a lot of university students come straight from home to a new country and a new environment, but I actually did my high school in Malaysia, so this is not my first time alone in a foreign country. So, you know, I kind of have the experience of this transition. So it's been quite normal, actually. It's very easy for me to make friends and socialize and adapt. So I've had fun with it. I'm used to it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So talking about making friends, if I'm not mistaken, Middlesex does have over 100 different nationalities there.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a wide range of, you know, people from different backgrounds. For you personally, whenever I've gone to a class in university, I always felt like people that are from the same region as me, I usually blend well with. So obviously being Sri Lankan, if I meet Indians or Pakistanis, I usually mesh well with them.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you meet other cultures as well, at first it's going to be a bit awkward, and then it kind of instantly blends in. Was that the same experience for you, or did you just like instantly in the back of your mind, I'm going to hang out with these type of people the whole time?
Yeah, like I said, I've been like in a foreign country before, so meeting new people from different places is not new to me, so I know how to kind of approach that situation. So again, it's all about, you know, just having the right social skills and, you know, talking to people in a polite manner and getting to know them, because usually you meet a new person, you will have something in common, even like, you know, in a mid conversation, you could find out maybe you support the same team, or maybe you like the same food, or, you know, you guys share the same interests.
It's just like that small detail, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's all about, you know, getting to know somebody in the first couple of minutes, and then, you know, you carry on from there.
But let's be realistic. That is always a good thing, but sometimes it doesn't work well. Example, imagine supporting Manchester United.
Yeah, it's a hard conversation to have.
I mean, here, it's always good that you guys support the same team. Team doesn't really help the hard
part. But you bond from sharing from the suffering. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, because you get somebody who knows what you're going through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that idea of itself also blends well when it comes to academics.
Because 100%.
Definitely, like when you come to university, like I remember, like back in high school, people, we used to help each other a lot.
Yeah.
Not saying we don't do that in university still, but obviously, like, university is our life. Like, this is where we go to catapult ourselves. So,
pretty much.
Whenever you're doing your assignments or whenever you're working with your friends, do you ever feel that sense of like, I gotta help him, but I need to care about myself a little bit more at this point?
Yeah. It's all about knowing when to put yourself first and when to help others. So there are times where you're going to need to be selfish, and there are times you're gonna need to be selfless. And you have to go through a lot of life experiences to know when to be what. So at times, you do need to help others, but sometimes you do need to help yourself first, because sometimes you can't help somebody if you yourself are not in a stable place. So you just have to make sure that you're in a position to help somebody. So don't try and sometimes sacrifice your own well-being to help somebody who wouldn't do the same for you, and vice versa.
So it's always, especially being international student, I'm assuming that mental health checkbox is going to be at the highest of priorities for you.
100%. Like, I need to be at 100% psychologically, not just physically, for, you know, for my classes, for my sports and everything else, just my daily life pretty much. I need to be there mentally.
I mean, hey, you got the physicality checked out, so I guess the mental is not going to take that much.
I do.
I see you, man.
Yeah. It's very important to me that I stay not just mentally fit, but, you know, physically as well, because, you know,
it kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah, pretty much, exactly, yeah.
So talking about, again, return to the point about being in university. Assuming from everything you said, it does seem like you're quite an active student in university when it comes to athletics and stuff. So. Yeah. And touching a bit on the mental aspect of it as well, mm-hmm. how has that having that activeness in university helped you cope with, you know, anything, any sort of mental struggles, whether it's homesickness or just those little things that can just make you have a bad day?
Yeah, so, you know, participating in all these activities like sports and clubs, it's a good distraction. It serves as a good distraction, and, you know, sometimes it clears the fog that you might have in your mind, you know, if you're missing home or your parents or you're homesick. It's a good getaway, if I may say, from, you know, all the doubts that you might have in your mind or the loneliness you might be feeling. It's very important that you, you know, mix yourself in all these activities and just find the right people that can help you.
An escape, basically.
Yeah, an escape, yeah. That's the proper word I would use, yeah.
I mean, obviously, I wouldn't say having an escape, being escaped for the whole time is always a good thing, but I'm pretty sure that for a good 30 minutes, when you just have too much stress, it's probably been very helpful to you.
Yeah, 100%. It does help, and, you know, it keeps you going, you know?
It keeps you going, for sure.
It does keep you going.
I mean, yeah, even I'd be, like, 100% stressed out if I didn't have at least a good 30 minutes to myself.
Sometimes you need your personal space, 100%. Like, I love having some space to myself. Like, for example, I have a lot of friends, you know, we're university students, they love to go out during the weekend or Friday nights. And, you know, I'm not really one to be going out, but, you know, like, once in a while I would like to, you know, just go out to a party or something and, you know, have some fun. But usually by myself, like, my Friday night or Saturday night is usually me, my computer, I'm on Netflix, I'm cooking at home, and I'm eating, you know, watching
a good
movie.
Sounds like a nice night in.
Yeah, just some time to myself. Like, it's very important that I have that. Like, I need that to stay, you know, sane.
I mean, hey, even I wouldn't mind a nice night in, you know, with some food, some Netflix.
Exactly.
The perfect way to go.
That's literally, like, my perfect weekend evening right there. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So that is all the time we have for the podcast. I'd like to thank you so much, Bonnie, for coming on the show. I hope you had an amazing experience.
Yes, I did, Tanura. Thank you very much. You've been a wonderful interviewer with some amazing questions. I hope the listeners enjoyed that.
Yes, and with that being said, just before we close, just a final question.
Uh-huh.
FIFA 2022 World Cup is on the table. Who's your team? Who's your team for the tournament? We gotta know.
Good question. I have been going back and forth on this. I'm a huge fan of Belgium, but I was supporting Belgium the previous World Cup, but this time I think my money's on Argentina, 100%.
So Messi is the GOAT for this.
Messi is the greatest of all time. Yeah, you heard it here.
Just saying right now, England is coming home. Anyways, with that being said, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you
to all the listeners. I hope you guys enjoyed. And yeah, we'll see you next time for the next episode.